We are visiting today with the tops of the class of 2013 from Atlantic High School, and we have three seniors here joining us today, and we're going to talk first with
Scott Caslow.
Okay, Scott, introduce your family to us.
My parents are Stephen and Teresa Caslow. I have two older brothers, Dan and Joe, and an older sister, Jen.
Okay. Let's talk about schoolwork. What did you like here? What classes did you enjoy?
I really liked all the history classes that we had to offer with Mr. Peterson, Mr. Hensman, and especially Mr. Wiley. I really enjoyed all the math and science classes that we had.
You're one of those, math and science, huh? You had the analytical brain?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Did you find the school comes pretty easy to you, the coursework and things that you took? Did you have to work real hard at it and study lots, or do you find things come fairly easy?
Some classes came pretty easy, but some you really do have to work for and put in a lot of time.
Well, you kind of mentioned a few teachers, so maybe you'll mention them again, but are they your favorites?
Some of them. I really do like Mr. Wiley. I think Miss Huggins is a fantastic English teacher, and if you want a foundation, that is the best place to start. She just completely changes everything that you know about English and turns it over. I really liked all the Spanish classes with Mr. Fallon. And
let me ask you, is it a goal that you set to do well in school? I mean, some kids, you know, the whole goal in high school is just to get out of here at some point. But, you know, some kids work hard and want to be, you know, up at the top of the class. Was that a goal of yours, was to put up the best marks you could?
I always wanted to do good in school and to do my best, but I never imagined having a 4.0 for 4 years in high school. In middle school, I didn't even come close to a 4.0. And it's really a big honor to have that.
So. Well, talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy here in school?
I've been involved in a lot of sports. Tennis is the big one, cross country, basketball. I've been in National Honor Society. I'm the treasurer. I'm in student council. I've been in fall plays, spring musicals, choir, show choir, speech competitions, managing pressures, pretty much everything.
Do you have a favorite among all those things?
I actually really like doing the fall plays. That would be my favorite.
Why? What's attractive about that?
I really like the acting. We've had some great drama coaches with Mr. Schumann and now Mr. Smith. And this past play, I had the male lead, which was a big honor. And it was really fun to do.
Isn't that almost like school all over again, though? You have to study, you have to memorize things, then you have to go out and practice.
I like doing all that. I memorized my lines quicker than pretty much anyone else. I had it done about 2 weeks after we got the script, and you just go on stage and you have fun, you explore your character, and it's just a great time, and I really enjoy doing it.
Great. You get to do it with other people that way, too. Shared experiences. Well, do you have any memories that you're going to take with you? Is there anything that you'll remember later in life that you're really proud of about your high school years?
Well, this past Monday, I medaled in tennis at our conference tournament, and I thought that was pretty cool. First sports honor I've gotten. And just being invited to a lot of the academic awards ceremonies, I got invited to the Governor's Scholar Recognition Ceremony, the best of class in Des Moines. I was a Hawkeye 10, all-conference academic. Just a lot of things like that are really special and a big honor to me.
Very good. Well, what's next for you? Where are you going to be this fall?
I'm heading out to Drake University, and I'm going to major in pharmacy.
Okay. Why'd you choose Drake?
I just really like Drake's commitment to their students and just how their staff is, and I like the campus, the dorms. I've visited with some of the students, and they all really like it. I've talked with the dean of students, and it's a great college, and I'm really looking forward to going there.
Is pharmacy something you've always thought of?
I think I thought of it about last year. My dad's a pharmacist, and both my grandfathers are pharmacists. Some of my aunts are pharmacists, so it really runs in the family.
Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
Load up on all your basic courses and all your STEM classes. Really try to take a broad range or freshman and sophomore years and try to figure out what you enjoy and what you want to do. And then junior and senior year, try to narrow it down and really get that base for college and for your career.
Great. Scott, thank you and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next?
Mackenzie Holmes.
Okay, Mackenzie, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Julie and Kelly Holmes. I have an older brother, Jordan, who is a junior at Iowa State majoring in business, and a younger brother, Brendan, who is a freshman.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about classwork then, too. What did you enjoy?
I was, like Scott was, definitely a math and science person. I loved taking anatomy. I loved chemistry, advanced chem, and currently I'm in calculus, which is actually one of my favorite classes.
So are you one of those brainiacs where it just comes easy to you and you don't have to study very much?
For math and science, yes. For English, that's a different story.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that. What about teachers? Who pointed you in the right direction?
Again, these were listed before, but Wiley and Huggins were probably my two main ones. Again, like Scott said, Huggins really knows how to lay a good foundation for you. And I am not a big person for English. I don't like English. But my freshman year in her class, I was in love with English. It was one of my favorite classes. And Wiley just really knows how to get his point across in his subjects.
Okay. Well, what about extracurricular activities? What else has kept you busy?
Let's see. I'm involved in volleyball, basketball, track, and softball. I'm in NHS. I've helped with those blood drives and everything. I'm in show choir, outside of school. I have a church youth group, and I also work at Hy-Vee.
You guys are all so doggone busy. How do you prioritize everything? How do you keep everything straight?
Well, I've noticed that lately I don't get as much sleep as I probably need. Currently, I have softball practice in the morning, then school, then track practice, and then homework. But it's just really figuring out what's more important, whether that's watching TV for some people or for me. It's getting homework done early and not having to procrastinate.
It's almost going to be a shock to your system, slowing down when you get to college.
Sort of, actually. I am going to be playing softball in college, so I still have to manage the sports and the academics.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the other extracurricular activities and things that you've been involved in here. Do you have a favorite?
Softball, definitely.
I didn't know that was coming. talk a little bit about honors and awards and things, memories that you'll have as you move on in life.
Well, I'll remember last summer I was in Cleveland, Ohio, visiting my cousins, and I started to get a few text messages from people saying, congratulations on your all-district awards and all-state awards. And I didn't really understand where they were coming from until we went on the internet and found out that I was an all-district player for softball and a third-team all-state player for softball, which was just a big honor for me. I never thought I'd get that far, and that's when I really started thinking about softball was what I wanted to do.
Good. Well, it's an exciting time. What's next for you this fall, then? I know you're going to play softball in college. Where will it be?
In DMAC in Boone, Iowa. And I'll be playing softball there for 2 years, just getting my general education done there. And then I plan to transfer to Iowa State for pre-med.
Okay, very good. I know the softball was a big thing for you. Are you looking forward to that being a door opener for you here in the next level?
Definitely. I'm so excited about it.
Okay. Now, are you thinking just 2 years, or are you thinking, well, maybe there's a chance I can move on and play at that next level after that?
Well, I've talked to a few of my coaches about how I've wanted to extend it, and they have said that after DMAC, they will help me get looks, possibly from Iowa State, since that's where I plan to go.
Okay. Well, why did you choose Iowa State?
One, it's just kind of been in the family. Most of my cousins and my older brother went, and they just have a really good pre-med program.
Okay. And is that a career choice? Is that a path that you've always thought about taking?
No, actually, I'd always been interested in being a vet, but it was about 3 years ago that I started to get interested in pre-med and specifically forensic pathology.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know before they get started with the high school go-around here this next year?
Definitely get your classes out of the way right away your freshman and sophomore year so that when junior and senior year come around, you can start taking college credit classes and getting credits early.
Okay, very good. Mackenzie, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right. And who's next?
Liz Gutenfelder.
Liz, introduce us to your family.
My dad is Doug Gutenfelder, my mom is Teresa Gutenfelder, and I have an older brother, Alec Gutenfelder, who's at Iowa State this year.
Okay, let's talk classwork then. What did you enjoy here?
I really enjoyed taking the art classes. This year I took ceramics, and it's one of my favorite classes, but I did enjoy American Lit with Huggins and CPI with Peterson, and all those classes were really good.
Okay. Did you like the Atlantic experience? I know you don't have anything else to compare it to. It's kind of a mid-sized school. It's not the biggest. It's not the smallest. Do you think you got plenty of opportunities here to be able to accomplish what you wanted to at high school?
Yeah, I really like the size of school because I see the smaller schools, and I really wouldn't want to go there. So, But I don't want to go to a huge school either. I think they offer a lot of really good classes, and they have a wide range, and I enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, you touched on some teachers' names already, but do you have some favorites?
Ms. Wiederin, she's really funny. I love her. And I really like Ms. Hayden's teaching style. She was really good with my math courses. And I like Ms. Huggins, too, as they said. She's a really good teacher. And that's about it.
Okay. Well, what about extracurricular activities? What else have you been doing during this high school trip?
I was in basketball and cross country, NHS. I was in FFA, but I didn't do it this year. I'm still in 4-H.
Do you have a favorite?
I really enjoy 4-H. I'm in the Cowpokes 4-H group, which is the horse side of it. And so I show all summer in 4-H and open shows, and that's what I really like.
Keeps you real busy then, too. Mm-hmm. Do you like to be busy?
Yeah, I do. Especially with my horses, that keeps me pretty busy.
Talk a little bit about some of the other things that you have going on now. School's just about over. It's time to move on. Where are you moving on to?
Well, this summer, obviously, I'll be showing. I plan to get a job somewhere. I don't know. But I need to help work around the farm a lot and get ready for school. And I'll be taking my horse with me to school, so I'll be working with him a lot this summer. And I got a new colt, so I'll be getting her ready to sell this spring.
Well, thank you, Liz. You just gave me a first. That's the first time I've ever had anybody tell me I'm taking my horse to school with me. What school are you going to that has a place for your horse?
I'm going to Black Hawk College in Illinois. It's by Kewaunee, and I'm going to major in equestrian sciences. And so I'll be taking my horse and using him for my classes there.
Well, and I've not heard anybody ever tell me that in all these years either, that that's what they were going to major in. Is that something that's always interested you?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm, and I've ridden horses since I could mm-hmm. sit up straight, and so that's something I really like and enjoy.
Okay. So what do you do with that? What's the next step?
I really want to major and focus on, like, the medical side of it. So I want to do equine rehabilitation therapy. So, like, after surgeries, I'll help rehabilitate the horse and get them back to their strength.
Well, talk a little bit to those eighth graders. What do they need to know as they get ready to start high school?
Like Kenzie said, get all your basic stuff out of the way your freshman and sophomore year, and take a bunch of the elective classes, because you'll get to explore a broad range of activities, I guess.
Okay.
And then, your junior and senior year, really focus on getting your college credit classes, because that really helps so you won't have to take them in college, because it's a lot easier here.
Okay, very good. Well, Liz, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Liz Gutenfelder, Mackenzie Holmes, and Scott Caslow. They are some of the tops of the class of 2013 at Atlantic High School.